Hello, everyone, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, and I'm joining you from the very beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things that I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday life so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. I so appreciate you being a part of this community, and if you do enjoy this podcast, please do share it with a friend who might also appreciate it. You can also rate and leave a review over on Apple Podcasts, which also helps increase the visibility. Thank you so, so much for doing so. And as always, I'd love to hear your thoughts, questions, and reflections on these podcasts. So you can always reach out. I'm on Instagram at Spiro Collective. That's S-P-I-R-O Collective. Or you can go to spirocollective.com/contact and we can connect there. So I would love to hear your thoughts. And with that, let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is called Embrace Your Anger. And this is coming out of many coaching conversations that I've had in the last week. I have a wide variety of clients, some postpartum, some working on more business issues, some working on health and diet. And the subject of compassion has come up in just about every coaching conversation I had this week, so I definitely wanted to talk about it here today. I often come back to this passage by Thich Nhat Hanh in a fabulous book called You Are Here, and in it he says, if you feel irritation or depression or despair, recognize their presence and practice this mantra, dear one, I am here for you. You should talk to your depression or your anger just as you would to a child. You embrace it tenderly with the energy of mindfulness, just as you would with your crying baby. And this idea was such a game changer for me because as someone with very perfectionist tendencies, I can get critical about myself and my actions. I very easily rush towards this feeling of it's all my fault and all the blame and judgment that can come with it. But what Thich Nhat Hanh asks us to do is instead to show compassion for the challenging parts of ourselves instead of criticizing or blaming. And as I've slowly learned how to do this, I've found it a lot easier to shift my perspective and approach difficult situations and emotions with an open heart. So it's not only helped me find more self-compassion, but it's also helped me increase my capacity for compassion for others. And I find that many of my clients struggle with the same thing, because when our emotions get heated and difficulties arise, it can be really difficult to turn that switch, and instead of getting angry in turn, to actually show compassion for ourselves and for others. So the first step, if you're trying to figure out how do I actually turn on compassion in some of these situations that feel so heated, step number one is to simply look for it, to simply see where can I find compassion. So I wanted to share a few scenarios that my clients have been dealing with and explore how compassion can lessen the tension and pain of the situation. So situation one is you're ending a multi-year relationship. And as you look at the dysfunction and distress of that relationship, you start to wonder, like, how the heck did I even get here? Or another situation where there might be some tension is if you had a new baby and you can't understand why their rhythms are so unpredictable. You think you're doing things right, but the baby still seems fussy and unhappy. Or situation three, that your clients are getting more and more difficult to work with. They're indecisive and often rude and have unrealistic expectations. And even if you haven't faced these exact situations, maybe you've experienced a time that you questioned a past decision or got frustrated at someone for not doing what you wanted them to do, or you felt hurt by someone's unkind words, right? We've all faced these tense moments where the tendency and the temptation is to move towards anger. Right, because very often our reactions to these difficult situations actually act to increase the energy and the charge. We blame or criticize our past selves for making bad decisions. We question ourselves, or we might even shut off emotionally. Then we create these very adversarial situations and relationships. So start with step one, right? Can you even find compassion? Can we search for compassion for self and others? And if you're struggling to do so, here's an important bit of information. Anger is a secondary emotion. It isn't directly triggered, but rather derives from other emotions like sadness and fear. So underneath the anger and frustration is a soft, wounded heart. And as you know, if you listened to last week's episode, we need to get to the root cause of our negative emotions in order to transform them. So we want to look beyond the tight and tense emotions to find the softness and compassion that's underneath. So in these situations, like the scenarios that I mentioned above, you know, maybe you find compassion for the past you that was doing the best they could at the time. You made decisions with the best information you had available. There's compassion for your baby who's new to this world and figuring out the rules. They're trying to regulate their temperature and blood sugar and all of these other things they've never had to do before. And there's compassion for the client who's so overwhelmed by the uncertainty and difficulties of our COVID situation that they've lost some of their tact. And as hard as they're being on you, know that they're being 10 times harder on themselves. And this isn't to say that you shouldn't leave the relationship or you shouldn't set boundaries with your clients, but rather I'm saying that when we turn on compassion for all of the parties involved, we get closer to discover what is actually creating distress, and we have the opportunity to explore how to resolve it. So I invite you to give this a try. I invite you to think of a recent situation where you felt angry or had difficulty with someone in your life. And can you see a reason to find compassion for yourself and how you acted in that situation? Can you maybe see a reason to find compassion for the other person in that situation? Look deeply at your and the other person's actions and then ask if fear, sadness, hurt, or ignorance might have played a part in how the situation was handled. You might just find that as you bring compassion into the situation, the tightness and the tension begins to soften. You might find that you have a new perspective and maybe the next steps suddenly become a lot clearer. I hope this helps you find some space, some room for compassion in some of these tight, intense moments. I highly recommend you are here if you're interested in understanding more about presence in all of its forms. And if you have any questions, thoughts, or reflections on this episode, I'd love to hear from you. Please reach out over on Instagram at Spiro Collective or at spirocollective.com. Always remember, we have live stream yoga classes going on. All of our classes are by donation. If you're interested in joining, you can sign up over at spirocollective.com/events. And if you're interested in either just supporting this podcast or you'd like to get on-demand yoga, you can head over to Patreon. Patreon.com/SpiroCollective for $6 a month. Again, you support this podcast and my ability to create free content like this, as well as get an entire library of yoga classes of varying lengths and styles. There's 70 plus classes there already, and they're there for you whenever, wherever you want to take class. So if you're interested, head over to patreon.com/SpiroCollective, and I so appreciate your support. Last but not least, if there's anyone in your world who might appreciate those yoga classes, the on-demand, or this podcast, please send it their way. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week.